FAQs. Did you know that this is one of the best things for SEO that you can put on your website? On all of your sales pages, any of your offers, include an FAQ section. I'm going to walk you through the FAQs on my upcoming private retreat. This is a business intensive with me at the cottage. You stay at the cottage by yourself, and I come in for 2 days of your stay, and we revolutionize your business. So these are the questions that have come in so far about this private business retreat, and I really need a catchy name for it. I want a catchy name. At the time of this recording, I don't have that for you, but maybe I'll have one as we move along. I'm going to go through the questions that have come in, like I said, and at the end, I'm going to explain to you how you can do this on your page and the questions that are really important to answer and how you move through logistic questions and what are actually objections that are coming in. So when someone is messaging you or talking with you about one of your offers, and they're actually in conversation with you, they're telling you the reasons that they can't buy this, they're giving you objections. Those really are opportunities where they are asking you, help me to see the value in this. Help me to see how I could have a transformation through this offer. Help me to decide if I'm going to buy this or not. If someone is not interested in purchasing your offer, has zero interest at all, they are not going to converse with you. They're not going to send you an objection. They're not going to say, yeah, but what if this or what if that? How does that work? Because they don't care. If someone cares enough to have a conversation with you, even if you see it as a negative, we all get objections around time and money all day long. Don't take those personally. That person who is objecting to your offer is actually interested in your offer. So that's one thing I want you to keep in mind as we go through this list. And then, like I said, I'll walk you through the mix and match of the objections as we go through. So the first objection that came in, I'm following my notes if you see this on YouTube. What does a typical day at the cottage look like? Well, it could look like anything you want. You and I will work out together. This is a one-on-one, highly private container. So you and I will work out together. What time is your flight coming in? If your flight arrives at 4 p.m. and you've been traveling all day, I'm not going to say, that's the first session that we have to do is the very next day. No, we are going to be in flow together, you and me. So depending on what time you fly in, it is about an hour to the cottage from the closest airport. One of the other questions, a logistic question here, is what is the nearest airport? That is Ottawa, Ontario. It is the capital city of Canada. Ottawa, Ontario is the closest airport. Now you could rent a car there. If you're someone who wants to tour around while you're in cottage country, then you're going to want to have a car. If you dream of just being parked at the cottage and never moving, then you probably don't need a car. You could arrange with me for pickup and drop off at the airport, depending on your time of arrival, time of departure. So typical day at the cottage could look like anything you want it to look like. On your two business intensive days, I will be there all day long. Now, I am someone who prefers to work early in the day, but I am open to adapting to your schedule. If you're someone who's not really super great first thing in the morning, then we will adjust it. You may be dealing with a time difference as well, which I don't know about you, but it always affects me when I'm dealing with a time difference. So you are going to have 6 full hours each day with me working on your business. We're going to get out your human design chart. We can look at your gene keys. We can look at your astrology, and we're going to look at your business. First thing I'm going to do is really evaluate where you're at. What offers do you have now? Is there incongruence in your messaging? Side note, if you're not making money in your business, enough money in your business, then there's incongruence in your messaging. But more than that, it's around the conditioning that you have on your voice and on who you are as a human being and as an entrepreneur. Because if you don't fully believe in yourself and what you have is worthy to say, if you have that lump in your throat every time you go to speak online, that's not going to translate into good paying clients. It may translate into people who nickel and dime you. You feel like you're being pecked to get death by a chicken, but it's not going to translate into those good clients that you really want to have and you really deserve to have. So we're going to look at the conditioning through the lens of your human design, how it's playing out in your offers and your messaging. And we're going to look at your business as a whole and really strategize what needs to be in place. In my own business right now, I am redoing the back end of my business. Yes, again. I know I did this in 2025, but there was a whole shitstorm in the online space in the last 6 to 8 months. My business, your business, every business online needs to be reworked at this point. So whether you do that with me in this retreat or on your own, please take a look at your systems. Please take a look at the strategy behind your offers. Please take a look at your personal brand. I should have put that in air quotes. As it sits now, because things have changed a lot in the online space. And if your business hasn't changed with them, we're going to look at that while you're here. So that's the business days. On the business days with me, your meals are included. I will bring meals with me, or I will take you out to dinner, whatever it is. I will provide the lunch and the dinner, those 2 days. The rest of the time, the food is up to you for yourself because I won't be there. You'll be there by yourself, in your glory, in the country air, in nature, on the water. There's a kayak, there's a canoe. You can do whatever you want to do. If you're someone who likes to go and you've rented a car, you can tour the local area. I will give you a list of things that you may want to see, depending on your interests. Or you can really just sit there. I do that lots of the summer. I sit there in nature. Sometimes I work. Sometimes I do courses. Sometimes I read books. You can make this whatever you need it to be, whatever supports you. What I imagine you would be doing is integrating some of the work that we've done. So you and I will have a full business day, the beginning of your time with me, and then you can choose either to have another one, the middle or the end, depending on how you like to work. Do you like somebody to come in at the end and just say, okay, what did I miss? Does this make sense? Or do you like somebody midpoint to kind of brainstorm again? So there's a lot of flow built into this. Remember that I'm a quadrite. We can structure it according to your design, absolutely, once we get to know each other. What if it's bad weather? Well, if it's bad weather, it's bad weather. I don't control the weather at this point in my life. So if it's bad weather, some people love to go on days when it's bad weather. They love to get out and about on days when it's rainy. You will find the town nearby. It's 10 minutes away. It's Perth, Ontario. And you will find that it is very busy on days when it rains. Or you might just want to hook up one of the little wood stove heaters and tuck in even more. I will have post-it notes and all kinds of things there for you that you can use if you decide to just do your own strategy session. But if it's bad weather, it's bad weather. Typically in my area, summers are very, very hot. I love it. I'm used to it. It's humid where I live as well. So hot and humid. Think if you are someone who deals in Fahrenheit, think probably 80 to 90 degrees most of the summer. And it doesn't get cool at night for a sweater. None of that. None of that. It's just hot. Is the cottage air conditioned? No, it is not air conditioned. It's not usually too bad for sleeping. There are fans on, but we do not have an air conditioner. Are there things to do in the area? We kind of talked about that a little bit. There are a lot of little villages in my area where you could go and think quaint shops, things like that. There are a lot of those things. There are a lot of places where you could go and experience nature. There are hikes you can do. There is, I'm going to say the word mountain because we call it a mountain, but if you are from the West, it is not a mountain. And there's water everywhere you look where I live. Do I need a car in the closest airport? We answered those. Meals. So there is a full kitchen in the cottage. There's a fridge and a stove. I do not have a microwave because I don't believe in microwaves. Not that I don't believe them. I know they exist. I just don't use one. So there is a fridge and a stove and a toaster and a coffee maker and a blender. And you are responsible for your meals except on the 2 days that I am there with you. There is a grocery store in the little town about 10 minutes away, and I can take you there should you choose not to rent a car. What do I need to bring? So this kind of goes hand in hand with the question that I got is like, what does the cottage actually look like? So maybe I'll answer that one first. The cottage is a 3-bedroom cottage, and it is a cottage. It is not the Taj Mahal. It is not like fancy marble counters, anything like that. It is a cottage. What is a cottage? Where you sweep the floor at the end of the day and you call it a day. So the main room is on the main floor. There's a little living room, and there is a bedroom downstairs with a queen size bed in it. That's where the kitchen is on the downstairs area and the bathroom is on the downstairs area. There is a shower, but there's no tub. Upstairs, there is a loft with two double beds that are kind of sort of separated. Now, when I have guests stay and they want to be upstairs, just to be kind of away from the main living floor, they find that they use one bed for their luggage and laying out all their stuff and the other bed to sleep in. You can do whatever you want. You've got the whole place to yourself. Nobody else is going to be there. All three beds are yours to use. What do I need to bring? Whatever you would want. There are lots of blankets. There's sheets on every bed. There's lots of extra blankets, tons of pillows. You will need to have whatever food you want to eat. And you'll need to have your clothes, toothpaste, shampoo, stuff like that. Is this for someone just starting out in business? I would say no. If you do not have some client work under your belt, please don't book this session. In my Design to Profit membership, that might be a better place for you to start. In my Design to Profit membership, I have a lot of newbies to business there. And my advice always, if you are new in business, is get in the room with people. Get in the room with people doing your craft. I don't love to advise that people do work for free. That like grinds my gears to advise that people do work for free. But if it's the only way for you to get in the room with people in exchange for feedback, then do that. You are not going to be able to create offers that resonate with your audience if you have never been in a room with your audience before. The worst thing, in my opinion, that you can do in building an online business is just start with an offer and start talking to God knows who on the internet. And I think that that's a place where a lot of people go wrong, is they try to create this client avatar. They try to create this person who they're going to speak to and solve the problems and solve all the problems, not just one problem, all the problems of this ideal client avatar. But they don't have any real life experience with that client avatar. So a lot of times what happens is you work on an offer, a course, a program, something, whatever, and you talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it online. And then you launch it, which I would not really call a launch what I'm seeing happen online, but you think you're launching it and nobody buys. So if that's been your experience and you have not been in the room with your people practicing your craft, then don't book this intensive. It's too intense. I'm too intense and too full pace for you. But I can tell you here what I would do, and that is get in the room with your people. Get in the room with your people, and maybe you'll be ready for something else. Get into Design to Profit. It is a super supportive community where we actually build your business from the ground up according to your human design. So if you're new, that might be a better place for you. As long as you're willing to work, because I don't want more people coming in who do not want to work. Never less. There's a saying, pray for potatoes with a hoe in your hand. And that's absolutely what you got to do in my membership if you're coming in. So this is more for people who have been around the block a little bit in business. Maybe you're not experiencing the level of success that you want to experience. Maybe you're noticing that the business world has really changed. It was a lot easier 3 to 5 years ago. You were getting a lot more clients. There weren't a lot of objections you were getting. And it was just an easier lift in the online space. And now you're finding like, I don't know what's changed. I don't know if something's wrong with me. I don't know if something's wrong with my offer. We hear all these things online about the market changing. And I don't even want to say these words out loud to the universe. So I'm going to cancel them out after. Nobody's buying. People are only buying this price of offer. People are only buying that price of offer. No. People, there are always people who have money. There are always people who are ready to invest in themselves and their business, whatever it is that you offer. It's just you want to match the cadence of the online space now, and you want to have your personal brand, your message, your delivery, all of it so dialed in that you call your people to you like it's your day job, because it is your day job. That's how you're going to survive. So if you have been feeling like there's just something off and you can't quite get it, but you know that you still want to do this, you know that you want to build this business and you want your full life. Because I'm not about the hustle culture. I'm not about there's one way to do this and you have to do it this way. We are going to fine tune your business, your offers, your message, your content creation process, all of it to your unique human design so that you can go out and make money while you have your big life. What if I don't have an offer? That kind of goes along with the last question. What if you don't have an offer? So if you don't have an offer because you're tweaking things, or you don't have an offer because, say, you've been doing one-on-one sessions since you started your business, and now you're like, oh my gosh, I need to come up with something different, or I'm going to burn myself out. Maybe you're in between group programs, something like that, then absolutely we can work with that. If you don't have an offer because you've never had an offer, because you've never been in the room with your people, because you don't know what you're good at, this is not the container for you. Again, head on over to Design to Profit, book a reading with me, start with something that is a little bit lower bite for you so that you can chomp your teeth into it and get working on your offers. The investment. One person said, you never said what the investment was. The investment is $6K. That covers your lodging. It covers 2 full days with me and the 2 days of meals. Is there follow-up support? You absolutely have email support from me for about 10 days after our session together. We can go back and forth in email because I know that there are often little things that are like, oh, I didn't really get that. Did I understand what she said? Totally fine. Beyond that, if you want some one-on-one support, I'm happy to offer it. We can talk about what that would look like. How do I book? We're going to have a conversation. Because this is you and me in close quarters for those 2 days, I really want to have an understanding of your business. I don't want to just have someone book online and then I look at their business, I'm like, well, this person is not ready. What I want to do is when we have a conversation, I want to look at your business. I want you to send me your website and your social media and any of the things. And I want to have a look at that and see, well, I mean, I can help you. I was going to say, see if I can help you. I can help you. But I guess see if you're ready to do the work. See if you're really willing to come and lay it all on the table with me so that we get to the bottom of it. And I'm going to tell you a story about my membership last month, getting to the bottom of it. So we did an intensive around a social media presence. And, you know, sometimes you feel like there's something stuck in your throat and you know that you're kind of staying on the surface, but you don't want to go any deeper than that. Well, one of the women came in and she said, you know, through this exercise we've gone through today, I realized that the reason that I am not speaking my truth online is because I did so much of that in 2020 that I can't do it anymore because I lost too many people. And the only person I've got left to lose is my son. And I can't lose him. So every time I go to speak online, that is the fear that is weighing me down. That is not a problem that is going to be fixed by posting consistently, by making a content plan, by figuring out that your Mercury is your message. That is wounding on the voice. And that wounding can happen and does happen from the time you're an infant in the cradle all the way through the rest of your life. That is what we are going to be looking at, along with the strategy, along with the offers and the marketing and all of those things. So you book by having a conversation with me so that we know that we are going to be really good together, a really good fit to do that work. Okay, will you do this next year? I don't know. I never know. And that is not a marketing ploy. That is me as a manifesting generator. Things are great when I am satisfied and lit up to do them until they're not. And then when they're not, I have to follow my design and not do them anymore. I did have someone message and say, you know, I'm a little bit offended that you said that you're renting out your cottage because you need to make money. And to that, I would say, what the? That's why you're doing business. If you cannot own the fact that you have a business because you need to make money to make a living, then you might as well get out of being an entrepreneur now, because that's what having a business is about. And that's what having my business is about. Yes, it's about my impact. Yes, it's about helping you discover who you really are and express yourself in all of the ways. And it's about supporting my family and my little big life. So yes, I'm going to talk about how my offers make me money. Will I offer it again? I really don't know. I may. If I love this, I mean, I typically love intensives. I tend to be really good in short bursts of action. I have all the energy in the world. I love to get in there and just blah, 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 with your business. It's so great. But will it last forever? Probably not. And the other thing that I would ask you is, like, do you really want to sit on the sidelines in your business on the struggle bus for another year? A year is a long time. A year is a long time to not be making money in your business. A year is a long time to not be having the impact that you're here to have. A year is a long time to be piecing things together that don't really work. Think how much better your year could be if you had it all in place. Now, 2023, I think it was, I went to a $10,000 mastermind in Florida, and it was one of the best decisions that I ever made in my business. I remember on the very first day, the facilitator said, "There is someone in this room who is going to burst onto the scene in their business from this container, and I never know who it is, but it's usually a surprise. Someone's going to write a book, someone's going to start a podcast, someone's going to become known in their industry." I don't know how many someones were in that room that did that, but I was one of them. Before that event, I had no desire to start a podcast. I came back, and within 6 weeks, I started the Unjaded Podcast, and we launched in the top 100 podcasts in Canada, which is no small feat. I haven't run my statistics lately, but I'm definitely in the top 10% of podcasts, maybe way higher than that. I don't pay a lot of attention to those metrics. I just know that it is the main driver in my business. I love doing it. I love being in your ears. I love my clients who come to me through the podcast because you have binged so many episodes. And when you come in, you're so ready for the work. That was good work that I did through that, I'll call it a mastermind, that in-person event. I started 4 books, one of which is being published in 2026, and I came out of there to an opportunity with one of the big 3 human design companies that I worked with for a full year and really solidified my voice in the human design space through that. So can you afford to wait another year to get the momentum that's on the table for you now in your business? That would be the question that I would leave you with. I can't spend the money right now. This is kind of the same thing as, will you do it again next year? I get it. You heard me on the last episode. If you didn't, you can listen in. 2 years ago, we were hit with a financial crunch that I could never have seen coming in my wildest dreams. We're still dealing with the aftermath of that. We're still deeply in it. So I get it. And the last thing that I want you to do is to overextend yourself, because that is really hard on your nervous system. You cannot do good work on the planet if you are focused on nickel and diming in your life, if you're stressed about money, all the things. So only you can answer if it's worth it. I can tell you that one of the things that I always look at in my business is, what is the return? When I had my clothing store, my original consignment store, the OG, my son, I remember he was probably about 8. And we would go yard sailing all the time, and we would be looking at a shelf, and he would say to me, "But Mom, how many purses do you have to sell to pay for that shelf?" At 8 years old. And that's how I would love to invite you to look at this decision, if it's calling to you. How much do you have to sell to pay for this, and is that reasonable that you will do it out of this container? If you are floundering around right now in the online space, not having a clue what is next for you, not understanding the metrics of how the online space has changed, what you're going to have to face with AI coming up for your job, all those things, and you know that spending a solid week on your business, 2 full days with me, is going to move you forward to a level that you're going to have an offer that you can walk away with and launch. And yes, we can create your launch pad, and that's going to pay for this container. That might be something to consider, but only you can decide that. If this is going to be something, well, you wouldn't still be listening if this was going to be you, but if this was going to be something there where you would come and just lay it all out and leave and not do anything with it, then save your money, because you're going to have to do the work. We will put everything in place, but you're going to have to do the work when you get home. Last question, I believe. I have things that I need to get in place first. Should I do that? Well, I would say that we can sort out all of that when we're together. There may be things in your business that you think you need to get in place, that there's actually a better way, a more efficient way, manifesting generator over here, that you could do that. I've also built 5, now working on number 6, multi-6-figure businesses across 5 different industries. That's no small feat. That means that I know how to strategize just about any business question that you can throw at me and find the most efficient way to do it. And here's the thing that I often find is that people who want to get the things in order, they spend, 6 months, a year, whatever it is, getting everything perfectly in order. It's never going to be perfectly in order, and you're always going to be changing it. Business is third line, but they spend all this time and they're so proud of it coming in. And by the time they get it together and get it done, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, the market has changed again. better to jump in the pool and check for water later than to keep yourself on the sidelines, always tweaking things and never actually doing the work. So those are all of the questions that have come in. Now, what I did there was I mixed in logistics with objections. Logistics, what if it's bad weather? Logistics, where's the closest airport? Logistics, what do I need to bring? Objections, what if I don't have an offer? Is this for me if I'm just starting out? Will you do this next year? You will absolutely get some version of that question in your own business, that objection. I can't spend the money right now. We're all going to get time and money objections. Those are universal. I have things that I need to get in place. That is an objection. And I'm not arguing with you over these objections. They are absolutely legit. And there are probably many people in the online space who would sleight of mouth you to death on those. Sleight of mouth is an objection busting language, or would make you wrong, or would coddle you, or whatever. I'm just giving you the facts. I am unpacking those objections and helping you to see what's on the other side, either the result that's going to be different when you leave this retreat container, or the cost that's going to be if you do not do the work now. So you can do that in your offers, in your FAQ page as well. You can absolutely do that in your business as well. Whether you're looking at a sales page, whether you're looking at what else could you have FAQs on, anything really, the Work With Me page on your website, how any of your offers work in your business, everything gets an FAQ, and it is an opportunity for you to answer logistics and objections and to just move back and forth between the two as you go through. Remember that objections are not people rejecting you. Objections are people really asking you, make it okay for me to say yes. Help me decide yes or no. I want to know if this is right for me because I'm drawn to it. If this retreat is calling to you and there's a question there that I did not answer, you can message me on Instagram, send me an email, and we will talk about it. I am a big fan of voice messages, so you can probably expect a voice memo on IG from me if you message me there. I just love to have the tone of my voice in my message so that you can feel me in my words. And I would love to work with you. I would love to work with you to get you building your business that really feeds your big little life and makes you the kind of money that you're here to make so that you can have the impact that you're here to have.